Samantha nodded. You said your carry pistol. You should probably know. I carry whenever, where I'm going, is it restricted? Kevin pulled up his left pants leg to show Samantha the Glock 30 in a DeSantis Apache ankle holster. He lifted his right pants leg to show the double magazine carrier on that ankle. I see, Samantha said after a moment. Her voice was rather neutral, and Kevin wasn't sure if she approved or disapproved. It didn't matter. He would care whether she liked it or not. That's just the way it would be. Let me know when you're ready to leave, Kevin said, so I can come in and be available if Polly needs anything. Okay. A bit disappointed, Kevin left the kitchen and went into the study. It took only a couple of minutes to find the manual for the toolkit. He read it through as well as the manual for the mower attachment. Satisfied he could safely operate the equipment, Kevin headed for the barn in the backyard. Another few minutes and Kevin had the mower attached to the toolkit and drove out of the barn, headed for the path to the lake. It took three passes to mow the full width of the path. Samantha was waiting for him when he came out of the woods on the last path. I'm ready to go. You really don't need to stay in the house. Pally has an FRS radio she uses to call me if I'm outside. She handed one of the small radios to Kevin. It's all charged up and ready to go. Oh, that's great. Kevin looked up from the radio to Samantha. You plan well. Samantha just shrugged. It's the way I was raised. She turned and went to the Sonoma, already out of the garage. Kevin watched her walk away and get into the truck. Sure is easy to look at, he thought to himself. Then, putting Samantha firmly out of his mind, he began to whistle as he drove the toolkit toward the firing range. Two passes on the 300-meter range had it ready to use. After removing the mower and parking the toolkit, Kevin spent an hour with the U-500, reading its manual and the attachment manuals, and then taking it out for a spin to get the feel for how it handled. Next, Kevin went to the detached garage and worked on getting the Suzuki GS850GL ready to ride. He was just coming out of the garage, beginning to worry about Samantha's long absence when she drove up. Kevin walked over and took two of the canvas shopping bags that Samantha reluctantly handed him after she opened the third door of the truck. I can get these if you have something you're doing. Nah, just finished up getting the bike ready for a ride. Silently, the two went inside, making a second trip each for the rest of the groceries. You get this much every week? Kevin asked. No, I thought I should stock up on a few more things now that you're here. Aunt Polly likes to keep a good pantry anyway, something that your great-grandfather insisted on. It's a good practice, Kevin replied, setting the last two bags on the kitchen table. He started to take things out, but again Samantha had that look on her face, and he desisted, allowing her to continue putting things away on her own. Okay, I'm going to go try out the bike. I'll be back within an hour, I'm sure. I'll have lunch ready. Kevin nodded and left. Almost 2 hours later, feeling exhilarated from the ride on the powerful bike, Kevin went to the house whistling. You said an hour, Samantha said, coming from the kitchen. I was worried to death with you on that bike when you didn't return. Kevin realized she was about to cry, even as obviously angry as she was. I'm sorry, I didn't. My brother left on a motorcycle and didn't come back when he said he would. He was killed in an accident on his bike. I hate the things. I'm sorry, Kevin repeated. I'll make sure I'm on time the next time. Samantha hurriedly turned around and went back into the kitchen, but Kevin saw the motion. She was wiping tears from her eyes. Well, Kevin thought, that's interesting. He was quiet when he followed her inside. Neither said anything for the several minutes as they ate the lunch Samantha had prepared while Kevin was gone on the bike. Finally, as Samantha cleared the table, while Kevin finished his glass of iced tea, he asked, what's on the agenda for this afternoon? Anything I need to help with? Got it covered, Samantha replied, putting the dishes in the dishwasher. In that case, I'm running in to talk to a couple of boat dealers, see what I can find to replace the runabout. Oh, who would you recommend to take down the old boathouse and get rid of it and build a new one? The Parker brothers are pretty good. That's who Polly has come out to do the odd jobs we can't do ourselves or when a couple of the guys from the farm aren't available. Okay, would you call and make arrangements for them to come out and see about the boathouse? I won't know what to put back in until I decide on the boat I'm going to get. I'll take care of it as soon as I finish here. I should be home before supper time. If I'm not going to be able to make it, I'll call, Kevin said then. You're taking the Suzuki again? Samantha asked. There was the tiniest quiver in her voice. No, the Jeep. Might want to pick up some other stuff. And remember, meals don't have to be quite as lavish unless there is a special occasion. As you wish, Kevin. At least the Kevin came a little easier to her. Kevin thought as he headed outside. He wound up going to 3 lakeside boat dealers before he found what he wanted. It wasn't what he went looking for, but it caught his eye in the 3rd dealership and asked, "What is that?" "Oh, that's a custom Munson landing craft. The Lake Commission ordered it, but decided it was too much money and are sending it back. I just haven't made the arrangements with Munson yet." The rumor is the chairman of the commission did the ordering himself and added a bunch of amenities that weren't needed for the work the plan to do with it. The chairman apparently had plans to use it as his personal craft. "How much?" Kevin asked, working over to where the boat sat on the transport trailer. "You said you wanted a small to medium-sized fishing boat," said Mike Hampton, the owner of the boat yard. "That thing is a work boat." "Yeah, but look at the size of those water jets. That thing is packing some horsepower to drive them." Stop.